Next patient had ADNA like LNGHT at 122.13. Suggest the patient has cough, congestion, wheezing, slight shortness of breath. The cough just continues, coughing going on for a month, 2 months, violent coughing spells at a time. We thought it was heartburn-induced cough. In fact, that's what she had kind of told me. She thought that they were together. She says that she admits now she was probably wrong on that. I said, well, it's time to, if she'd been coughing over a month, it's time to start looking into it more objectively. She does wheeze a little bit. She's not lost weight. She does wheeze a bit from time to time. She's not even swelling a little extreme. She has no chest pain. She's not coughing up blood. Objective 110 over 60, pulse 83, temperature 97.8. Blood sugar 93, cardiovascular rhythm, respiratory auscultation, about time for the benign exam. There is no lymph nodes under the neck. There's no thyromegaly. Teams of throat clearing period terms are not boggy. My system COPD and cough. Chronic cough, planned CBC, sputum CNS, just x-ray. Mucinex 1200 twice a day. Spirometer shows excellent mild restrictive disease, or excuse me, moderate or severe restrictive disease, with FEV1 of 48% predicted, FEC of 45% predicted, and the ratio is decreased, but at 88%, not decreasing enough to call it obstructive yet. But we'll get an x-ray and see where we stand.